This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
My name is Sam Sharibi. I'm a professor at Emory University in the sociology department. My book is In the House of War, Dutch Islam Observed. I moved from Morocco to the Netherlands because my family was living there, my uncles and cousins, etc. They were migrants because there is a Moroccan migration to the Netherlands of guest workers being contracted by the Dutch to rebuild after the Second World War and after the 50s. The booming economy needed, you know, people, labor, and then they recruited these people. And I was studying in the Netherlands, and I started my field work on mosques, but I was at the same time active in politics, and I became a politician, a member of parliament. And after that, after, 2002 election, I came to the United States of America, and I took the necessary distance from my old experience to be able to reflect on what happened in the Netherlands. And that's why I wrote the book In the House of War. The Netherlands is still a very progressive country, but is becoming intolerant, especially regarding Muslims. Especially after the 9/11, there is a report of Anne Frank House, because it's a foundation and they do a lot of work on discrimination, anti-Semitism, and things like that. And they found that the impact of 9/11 was bigger in Amsterdam than in New York. The number of attacks on mosques, on Muslims, or the tensions and the frictions between was even bigger. And it's a really unfortunate situation where the Netherlands is living now. And, you know, and it's still, I'm afraid of the hostilities going on between, you know, at least symbolic hostilities between the native Dutch and not native because of you know, this imagined discourse about the nation that far right is preaching now. And we can say there is a kind of convergence of the media discourse and the political discourse to a kind of extreme center that forms a kind of drumbeat about Muslim and Muslimness, to the level you can talk about that Islam has been constructed as race and functions at race in society, and a big wedge issue in political campaigns. And I was amazed that the journalists I knew in the 80s and the 90s really also moved to become, you know, not anti-Muslim, but started to report negatively about Muslims in a way, because there is this huge presence of Muslims in the Netherlands, and the rise of far right in the Netherlands made it very difficult. You know, I talk about in my book about something called the trifecta of social coercion. And the trifecta of social coercion, where you have the pressure that comes from below. You know, you want to achieve something, you have a job, social mobility, but you have also what we call pressure from within, and it is the conflicting discourse of the religious imam, the religious field, and the society where people live, and then assimilation, non-assimilation, etc. And then you have the coercion from above, which is what we call the transnational Islam, which is the official Islam and non-official Islam, in a sense, from the countries of origin, they want to have influence on the Muslims living there, migrants, and also, you know, radical Islam, which is becoming, because of the revival of Islam outside the Islamic world, gave the opportunity in the democratic West, in the open West, to be free. And in a way, radical Muslims produced a discourse that it's also putting a lot of pressure on Muslims. And this trifecta of social coercion, in addition to the drumbeat of the media and the political discourse, pulverizes the individual.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.